The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 2nd of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with the Microsoft news today, so you can pretty much guess that this is a slow news day. But if you're on the lookout there for a slimmed down version of Windows 10, well, Microsoft's got some good news for you. Yes, they've announced they're looking into solutions to slim down the size of Windows 10 for enterprise customers. So, how slimmed down are we talking here? Well, from what we're hearing from Microsoft, they're trying to get these updates at around 2.6 gigabytes. So yeah, almost half. And being the fact that it's half, what are you giving up? Well, you're not going to get any language packs or other security updates. Those will have to be downloaded separately once the new feature is updated to install. So really, it's just smaller at first and then it gets bloated. You know, just like any Microsoft operating system. There's no getting away from it. Pixel users out there, out of warranty, don't have any place to take your Pixel when it's on the blink. Well, Google's going to offer a repair service for your Pixel phone. This is according to the folks over there at Android Police. Eventually, actually, they're going to roll it out to all 4 Pixel phones, including the XL versions. Now, as far as the repair service, you better be living in the U.S. because it seems like that's the only place it's going to be offered currently. It will require you to enter your IMEI number on your device. Then you can choose from various options to describe the problem that you're experiencing with your phone. All be said, let's hope your phone's actually working, because if it isn't, this is kind of pointless, isn't it? Now, of course, once you enter that number, Google will know if they need to charge you for your repair work or not. Get ready for 5G. That is if you're in 4 U.S. cities. Yeah, 5G is live. That is if you live in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, or Sacramento. This would actually be the world's first, at least according to Verizon, to activate the world's first 5G network. Problem is, though, how do we know how 5G really is when we don't really have much to test it? Basically, we're going to have to take their word for it right now. But Verizon is stating they're offering an end-to-end 5G solution, and they're promising 300 megabits per second and a peak connection of 1 gigabytes per second. That's all fine and dandy, but how much is it going to cost per month? Well, they're saying anywhere from $50 to $70 a month. Although there's no word yet if there's some data cap or what have you. But according to what Verizon's saying, this is the first time an option is actually available if you don't want a cable attached to your house. Purely fast, purely wireless internet connection. Although they're saying they're starting out with these cities and they plan on to introduce more in the coming months. And finally, all right, come on, we've all heard the term, bigger is better. And then we've also heard, it doesn't always mean that, it just makes men feel happy. But that might actually be the case when it comes to passwords. A new study from LogMeIn are kind of saying size really does matter in password security, and it's not on the big side. Now, if you're thinking out there, maybe I need to generate a 36-character, all mumble-jumbled-up password. Now, chances are it's probably going to keep you secure, though not always. You see, in a lot of cases, the longer the password, that's what hackers are looking for. But don't get the wrong idea. You just typing in password all lowercase. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing you can do. So I know, we're sitting here all confused. What the hell's the sweet spot? Well, from what we're hearing, anywhere from about 12 characters, maybe pushing it up to 19. And make sure that you're going to mumble jumble all those things up too. You can't just go QQQQQQ, you know, 19 times. You got to mix it up a little bit. So what did we learn from this? Absolutely nothing. Just make your passwords difficult and change them regularly. See, we didn't really need a study for that, did we? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website powered by TSO Host, looking for great web hosting? We love it. We think you'll love it too. So once you give it a try, go pick your web hosting package at tsohost.com. When you get to the checkout, enter BTN30, take 30% off your order. It's a great deal. You should take advantage of it right now while it's still there. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram too, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But the place you need to be, and the place we'd love to have you, is our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next couple of days. But until then, it's Tuesday. We are on our way. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.